Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I worked at Target during college to help pay for school. The pay wasn't fantastic, but I loved working there with the other people. Eventually, I got promoted to manager. However, because of this experience, I didn't last long in that role. About 6 months into my new managerial role, I agreed to take on a shift for a colleague who was sick with the flu. It was a weekday, and into the evening, it eventually began to clear out and die down. This led to a nice lull, and we were able to get things done ahead of closing. I went to the office to begin the mountains of paperwork needed to close out, but kept my walkie on in case someone needed me. About an hour into this, I got an alert on my walkie that I was needed in the checkout area to deal with an escalating situation. Justin, one of my former co-workers, was checking out a woman when he accidentally double-rang an item, and the woman was accusing him of trying to take money from her. I got up and headed out of the office, going into the lion's den. I'll give some perspective into how loud this woman was screaming. The manager's office was on one side of the Super Target, close to the electronics. Justin was assigned to a register on the other side of the store, right by the grocery department. I could make out every word that Karen was screaming as soon as I stepped out. I knew right away this wouldn't be an easy fix. I radioed another manager, Roger, for backup, alerting him that he might have to call the on-duty officer. Putting on my best customer service face, I headed over. Poor Justin looked about ready to pass out as I approached. Our Karen saw me and, like a laser, turned her focus on me.
I want you to fire him right now! I'm not going to leave until you fire him!
I could tell it was going to be one of those days. This woman, like Cersei Lannister in Game of Thrones, was out for blood and wasn't going to stop until she got it.
It's an easy fix, ma'am. I can take the extra item off the register for you. Just give me a couple minutes. You're not going to feed me that bullshit now, are you?
Karen snapped like a rabid dog.
I know you types!
No, seriously, ma'am, it'll just take a couple minutes for me to fix, I said, nodding at Roger to call the on-duty officer.
You know what? Screw this! You just lost a loyal customer! I hope this store burns to the ground!
Karen shrieked, picking up a can of tomatoes from her cart and hurled them at us. Fortunately, she missed by a wide margin, and it cracked the register screen open. She stormed out while the three of us just stared at each other, unbelieving what we had just seen. I gave Justin a break so he could compose himself and cleared the items, preparing to take them back. We continued the rest of the day, and by the time we locked down the store, I had forgotten the Karen's outburst. Roger and I were halfway across the parking lot when someone in the parking lot turned on their brights. We were blinded when all of a sudden we heard a revving engine. Roger and I ran back to the store, getting behind the great red barriers that blocked the front of the store from traffic. There was a terrific crash as someone rammed their car into the barriers. We called for emergency services from inside the store. When the cops arrived, they found Karen passed out on the inside of the car and she was taken to the hospital. It was a mess. I don't know if charges were ever pressed against Karen or not because the police never got back to us. I was so rattled by what happened that I quit Target shortly afterwards and took a management job in another city. This happened several years ago, and I'm shaking as I type this up on the keyboard. There truly are crazy people out there in the world. I love shopping, and there was no store I loved shopping at more than Target. It was a way for me to de-stress after a bad day at work. Shopping for things you didn't need is oddly very therapeutic. One night after work, I went to Target to look around and browse the fall and Halloween decor, since I was excited to get some new things for my house. And while I was looking at the costumes, I felt as if someone was watching me. When I looked up, I noticed a guy staring across the aisle at me with a horrific bunny mask on his face. I remember jumping with fear at first, since I was not expecting to see someone wearing a mask, but then laughing at how silly he looked. I mean, he was this giant of a man with a ton of muscles and wearing a bunny mask. I remember giving the guy a thumbs up. He stared at me for a moment before he gave me one back. I then went back to looking at potential costumes I could wear to my friend's upcoming Halloween party. In the end, I decided to look at the costumes another day, when I had more time to look through them all and wasn't exhausted from a long day at work. I took the small basket of items I did want toward the restrooms, since I had to use it very badly. I went into a stall to do my business, when a voice called out only seconds after I closed my stall door. But it was a male voice. At first, I froze on the toilet until the person announced they were maintenance and wanted to know if anyone was in the women's restroom, since they had to clean it. I called back that it was just me, since I was the only woman in the restroom at the time, and expected him to wait outside until I was done. He didn't. I saw footsteps walk past the couple of stalls that were empty, until they stopped at the one I was using. At this point, I was uncomfortable, and felt bad that I was probably delaying the guy from doing his job, so I called out that I was almost done. The man didn't move from the stalls, though. I hurried to finish up, and then told the man I was coming out, and he moved back away from my stall, making me exhale in relief. That is, until I opened the stall door and saw the man on the other side of it. The man wasn't wearing the Target uniform of red and khaki, but worst, I knew the guy and that he didn't work for the company because it was the same guy I had just seen from the Halloween aisle, and he was still wearing the bunny mask. Before I could scream, the man grabbed me by my shirt and tried to drag me into the biggest stall despite me trying to fight back. And when I was able to scream, he just shook me hard until I stopped screaming and felt like I was going to pass out. I don't know what would have happened if a Target employee hadn't heard me screaming and come running into the restroom to see what was happening. The employee, who couldn't be much older than me, didn't hesitate to jump at us and pull me out of my attacker's arms. Then he delivered a punch that echoed around the restroom as the guy who was attacking me screamed in pain. Unfortunately, the guy who attacked me ran out of the restroom before security or the police could be called. The Target employee took me to his manager's office as we waited for the police, but the guy who attacked me had come in with a mask, so the police, although sympathetic, had no way of getting a description. The mask wasn't even something they sold, meaning he came into the store prepared to try to harm someone, and unluckily, that person happened to be me. I didn't buy the things in my cart and went straight home that night, and I haven't been to Target since. I can't even use a public restroom anymore. I still have nightmares of that man wearing that horrific mask and him dragging me into the bathroom stall. Only, in my nightmares, a man in red and khaki doesn't save me in the end. I used to shop at Target every week to get what I needed. The prices were good, and there was a general wide amount of variety. The reason I say used to is because of an incident that happened there. There was this one guy who was always there whenever I went in there to shop. His name, according to his name tag, was Joe. Right from the beginning, Joe gave me the creeps. I'm not quite sure what it was. Maybe it was the fact that he never seemed to wash himself and always smelled of deodorant, sweat, and dirty laundry. Maybe it was the fact that he always giggled this high-pitched giggle whenever I talked. Or maybe it was the fact that he wanted to say more whenever I was there. I was raised to be a nice Midwestern girl, so I humored him as much as I could without being visibly grossed out. Whenever I came in, he seemed to close me in and wanted to talk to me about random stuff. I assumed he had special needs, or just didn't know how to treat people appropriately. I would smile and nod appropriately, feeling really gross just looking at him. One evening, I went into Target, and sure enough, Joe was right there waiting for me. He followed me into the store and looked at me. "Do you know how much a polar bear weighs?" he asked, with that obnoxious giggle of his. "No, I don't." "Enough to break the ice. Hi, I'm Joe, and I'd like to ask you out." I was flabbergasted and wanted to slap this creep and his dandruffy hair right out of my way. But being the nice Midwestern girl, I raised my hand that had a big, shiny engagement ring on it and said, "As flattered as I am, I'm engaged." "Oh, I'm sorry for that. But he doesn't need to know," Joe said, getting closer. I could smell his breath. It was clear he hadn't brushed his teeth. I gagged and stepped away, wanting to put as much distance between myself and Joe. I didn't see Joe for most of my shopping trip, which was a relief for me. I wasn't sure whether or not I wanted to report him to his manager, but this was during the Great Recession and jobs were scarce. I didn't want this guy to have more reasons to hate me than he probably did. I decided to put him out of my mind and continued my shopping. I was about finished up and was heading towards the register when I saw Joe walking towards me. My stomach coiled in knots at the sight of seeing him again. I definitely decided to say something, but first I had to get away from Joe. A trick my mom taught me was to find some older ladies, as their big mama bear instinct would kick in and they'd protect me. Sure enough, there was a pair of ladies old enough to be my mom right there. I made a beeline over to them and shouted out, "Mom, there's this creep following me!" One of the women stepped forward and said, "Oh, there is? Don't worry, I've got my pepper spray ready." Joe saw this, and, correctly assuming this was a battle he couldn't win, made a beeline towards the exit. The other lady ran to find a store associate. I stood with the lady with the pepper spray, my knees knocking and relieved that I remembered my mom's advice. I was thanking her profusely when she said, "I have a daughter your age. I hope she's able to get help whenever she needs it." Sure enough, the manager got involved. When we described Joe and that he had been a problem for me for several weeks, the manager's eyes got wide and he said, "We don't have anyone by that description who works here. Come with me to my office and we'll look it up." We went there and the manager pulled up the security footage. Sure enough, there was Joe in his Target employee getup. To make things extra chilling, I wasn't the only woman he cornered and tried to ask out. The manager theorized that he must have worked at a Target in the past because he had the name tag and the red shirt and khakis that all Target employees wear. I was so spooked that I refused to go shopping at Target ever again. I completely changed up my routine, going during the day and always going with my fiancé, later husband. That was several years ago, and I still get the chills whenever I go by Target. Who knows what would have happened to me if I had said yes to Joe asking me out. I usually don't shop at Target. I have nothing against the place. It's just in a pretty dangerous part of town. But last week, I was in the area picking up trash by the side of the road. It was community service that I had to do because of some misdemeanor stuff that I'd rather not talk about. So I spent 6 hours in the hot sun and was in a pretty crappy mood. I needed to cool off and buy some groceries before I went home, so I figured I'd just go to Target. I was in the alcohol section, minding my own business, when a woman came up to me and started filming me with her phone. She was laughing, too. I figured it was because I was still wearing the orange jumpsuit and I looked pretty dirty. I turned to her and asked what she wanted. She kept laughing and told me that she wanted to keep her camera on just in case I stole something. I should have ignored her, but I was so hot and so tired that I shouted, "Get out of my face!" She turned the camera back toward her and said, "Did you see that? This criminal is threatening me!" I forced myself to turn back around and ignore her. I couldn't allow myself to escalate the situation. I grabbed my beers and walked down the aisle. But the woman kept following me with her camera. She kept saying things like, "I bet she's not going to pay for that," and, "Of course she's buying alcohol!" I can't tell you how angry I was. I had a bunch of other stuff to buy, but I couldn't stand the harassment anymore. I left my card in the middle of the aisle and just walked back to the front doors. The lady said, "Wow, I guess I stopped her from stealing." We passed by a few more shoppers who all stared at us. I could tell by their expressions that they assumed I'd just been caught doing something illegal. I got out of the store and started walking toward the back where I'd left my car. That lady was still following me with her camera. She kept asking me where I was going. I tried my best to ignore her, even after she started calling me some racist names. I was pretty close to my car when I suddenly stopped. In the back of the store, I saw a man in a ski mask sitting on the loading dock. He was cleaning his knife and humming to himself. He had a pile of stolen boxes sitting next to him. I started to back up before he could see me. Because the woman was walking right behind me, I accidentally bumped into her.
"What the hell?"
she screamed.
"Did you just attack me?"
I whispered for her to be quiet, but she refused. If anything, her voice was getting louder. I looked around the edge of the building and saw that the man in the mask was walking toward us. I told the lady that we had to get out of there. She just kept screaming that I was attacking her. I begged her to listen to me, but that just made her angrier. She shoved me hard against my shoulder and told me that she was going to call the police. By then, the man had reached us, but the lady was so focused on me that she didn't notice him. I grabbed her arm and tried to pull her away, but she shoved me again. I fell to the ground just as the woman noticed the man with the knife. She dropped her phone and instantly ran off, leaving me there. I tried to get back up, but the man was standing over me. He pushed one foot into my back, pinning me onto the hot concrete. I begged him to let me go. I told him that I didn't see anything, that I wouldn't tell anybody. He didn't believe me. His words were slurred, and I could tell he was either drunk or high. He screamed for me to stay still. I couldn't move. I felt so vulnerable. With my face against the ground, I couldn't see what the man was planning to do to me. All I could do was pray that someone would come and save me. The man raised his foot and ordered me to stand up. I tried, but I was honestly so scared and in pain that I didn't have the strength in my arms to push myself back up. He grabbed me by the back of the shirt and pulled me to my feet. He spun me around to face him. I'll always remember what his eyes looked like under that mask. They were red and wide open, absolutely insane. He pointed the knife at me and demanded that I come with him. Just then, I heard voices behind me. Several men were screaming at us, telling him to let me go. The masked man instantly dropped his knife and ran away. I watched as two policemen ran after him and tackled him to the ground. A third policeman walked toward me and asked if I was okay. The woman was standing with him. I guess she was the one who flagged them down. I told the policeman everything that happened, including the part about how that woman had harassed me and left me for dead. The cop turned toward her and asked if that was true. Her face got really red, and she said,
"That bitch is lying! I'm the hero!"
Without saying anything, I grabbed her phone off the ground and handed it to the policeman. It was still recording. She tried to grab it out of my hands, but the officer held her off. I told him to watch the whole video. This all happened a few weeks ago. Since then, I've finished my community service. The man who attacked me is in jail awaiting trial. And I'm not sure what's going to happen to the woman, but she's already been charged with harassment and endangerment. I'm lucky to be alive, and I'm confident that justice will be served for both of them. After all, not every psycho wears a mask.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.